This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats take control of the U.S. House of Representatives today, and one of their first priorities will be an effort to end the government shutdown, which is now in its 13th day, as Congress and President Trump are still deadlocked over a funding bill and the wall that President Trump wants to build on the U.S.-Mexico border. A meeting at the White House yesterday involving congressional leaders provided no breakthroughs. Senate Republican Lindsey Graham says,
if he gives in now, that's the end of 2019 in terms of him being an effective president. That's probably the end of his presidency.
U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman has met with the Michigan man who's jailed in Moscow, accused of spying. It was 48-year-old Paul Whelan's first meeting with any American official since the Russians arrested him Friday when he was attending the wedding of a fellow former U.S. Marine. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Officials in Saudi Arabia claim the people accused of murdering journalist Jamal Khashoggi have had their first court hearing. The Saudi press agency saying that the kingdom's attorney general is demanding the death penalty for five of those 11 suspects. Prosecutors have sent a request to Turkey for more evidence that Ankara has gathered on the murder. He appeared in many things, including Curb Your Enthusiasm and Ocean's 13, but Bob Einstein was known best as his alter ego, Super Dave Osborne. He's passed away at 76.
Can't believe it.
How did you do it again?
That's Fuji.
Fuji?
When the going gets tough, the tough gets going.
Super Dave, America's greatest living daredevil.
Also passing away, Daryl Dragon, who was half of the 70s musical duo The Captain and Tennille. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
We know you've heard this before, but the CDC says you need to take this seriously. It's warning people to take precautions against the flu, as flu season has officially begun, and it's really kicking in several U.S. states. The CDC says the dominant strain this year is the H1N1, the same flu virus that killed 50 million people in the pandemic of 1918. This year, it's still too early to tell if H1N1 will infect a majority of those who get the flu, but a CDC spokesperson says most flu activity so far this season has been driven by H1N1 infections. Well, turning to the skies now, as the first meteor shower of 2019 will be happening from late tonight into the early morning hours of tomorrow. Here's John Clemens with details.
The most ideal viewing conditions will appear across parts of the central to southwestern U.S., and because there will be a new moon, the sky will be darker. Dave Samuel of AccuWeather tells us more.
The shower does radiate from just below the handle of the Big Dipper. The problem is that doesn't rise until late in the evening, so after 10 or 11. It's directly overhead at 2 or 3 in the morning, so that would probably be the best time to check out the shower. You know, do what you can to stay warm out there, as obviously January weather can be quite chilly.
I'm John Clemens.
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. My good friend Bill Salas is back with us, media personality that has appeared on major Christian TV networks like TVN, CBN, Daystar, and more. Additionally, he's a conference speaker and the best-selling author of Psalm 83, The Missing Prophecy Revealed. Mr. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you as well. I'm having a great holiday season. How about yourself?
Hey, terrific. I love this season, Bill. You know, I am, I don't know. I just am so blessed. I've always, even as a little kid, I love Christmas. I love the colors. I love the music. I love the sentiment. Yes, I mean, it can get a little crazy, you know, people diving for the last parking space at shopping malls and things like that, and you get Grinches abounding. But, you know, that aside, you know, when you hold on to the higher calling and what God has given us with his son and the redemptive story that reminds us at least once a year for weeks, Bill, for weeks. And this is the thing that hit me. I don't know why I didn't appreciate this earlier. But like no other holiday, we spend weeks on Christmas, and you know, it is God that has controlled the calendar. I mean, you know, there's atheists out there, oh, I don't believe in God, and go, you know, God is all over the place, including your calendars, and like it or not, you know, in this particular season, we've got what, almost 6 weeks officially of the Christmas season. I know there's some retailers that look at, we've been since you know, since Labor Day, we've been pushing out the colors of Christmas and, you know, trying to get everybody in the mood for obviously some retail results here. But, you know, spiritually speaking, you know, there's just, you know, this is the way God intended it to be, is that we would have this time to pause and think about the real reason for the season, what Christmas is all about, the gift that God has given us in his son. And you know, as he tells us, the gift he gives us is not to be contained. It's supposed to be shared, right?
That's right. You know, salvation is a gift of God. We're told in the book of Ephesians, mm-hmm. We're saved by faith through grace, not of works, lest anyone should boast. You know, and you talk about gifts. The best gift anyone can have this season is that gift,
right?
Their salvation through Jesus Christ, and they need to open it up, though. I mean, yeah. Who would get the biggest present under the tree and leave it unopened?
Exactly. Yeah, why would you just carry it around with the bows on it and everything? And, you know, why not open it up? And so this is, again, God's salutation, his blessing, his reaching out to his creation, once again saying, look, the deal's not up, no matter no matter how bad you think it is, you know, in your political environment or, you know, personally what may have done, it doesn't matter. God's greater than all that. And he says, look it, come. And the invitation is here. And we have weeks to talk about it, to get prepared for it, and to really embrace what, you know, what Christmas is really all about.
Well, you're right. And, you know, he made it perfectly clear. He talked about the importance of this season, the birth of the Messiah. Mm-hmm. He put up indicators throughout the prophets prior to the coming of Messiah. He'd be born of a virgin, we're told in Isaiah 7:14. He'd come out of Bethlehem and Micah 5:2. I mean, there was roughly about 300 prophecies. Mm-hmm. Letting people know, hey, listen, when Jesus come, I mean, what more could God have done?
Exactly.
Let people know when the Messiah would come. Even in Daniel 9, chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, he told the amount of time, the exact period of time, weeks of years, 7 weeks per, 7 years per week, when he would actually come. And it was exactly when Jesus came. So he did all he could to let us know that Jesus was coming. Jesus came, and we're celebrating that season right now. And again, that's the gift that keeps giving.
Exactly.
The relationship you can have with Jesus Christ. And when we're going to talk a little bit today about prophecy, we're going to recap this year. And you know, it says in Revelation 19:10 that the spirit of prophecy is the very testimony of Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Well, Bill, before we get there, though, I want to, you know, hold on to that for that and have a Salem moment on the idea of the 300 prophecies that were indices of Jesus' coming, God's intent for his creation. Who else in the history of our world has been set aside and sanctified like Jesus Christ?
Well, you know, the fact that he fulfilled all those prophecies, and by the way, let's remind the listeners, there's many more about his second coming, too, that he will also fulfill to the sea. A study was done, and I'm going to hope I don't mess this up, where they tried to analyze if you took silver dollars and you put them all throughout the state of Texas and you marked one of them red. And then you said, go in there and try to find on your first pick the one that's marked red.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the biggest miracle of finding out, you know, to fulfill all those prophecies in one man at his first coming would be like finding that one silver dollar in the state of Texas.
At your first shot.
At your first shot. So, I mean, you know, this we don't want to take that lightly. God let us know Jesus was coming. He came. He died for our sins. He's coming back. And we're celebrating that season right now, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, let's go on. Let's take a look at 2018. Your previous book, The Now Prophecies, laid out some of these things that, we have a fulfillment of prophecies taking place even this very moment. And this was quite a year. And as you mentioned earlier, you had all these prophecies leading up to where we are today. And we've got more prophecies saying, get ready. Maranatha, Jesus is coming again, and as you and I have discussed before on many of occasion, you know, God's batting 1,000% with these, you know, roughly 65% prophecies that have already been fulfilled. So what's the likelihood that his batting average is maintained at 1,000% for the remainder of the prophecies yet to be fulfilled, right?
Exactly, and this is what I like to do when I come on your show. I really appreciate it, Bill, is that, you know, the world is getting the secular worldview of all the news that's going on, and of course there's so many things with the Trump scenario with the Mueller investigation, and then Cohen and Stormy Daniels, and you know, what about the wall, and the list goes on. But you know what, there's a biblical perspective and a prophetic narrative that we need to look at, because we have that available to us. You know, centuries ago, ages ago, Hebrew prophets put forward prophecies that are actually for our time, and we actually see them state sitting right now, dealing with Jerusalem, for instance, or the
Bill, can I interject this one point here? Because of prophecies and what they do for us in terms of anchoring our hope. See, this when you understand this, this will keep you from getting the vapors like Nancy Pelosi got over the resignation of Mad Dog Mattis, okay? I just wanted to interject that because people are getting so amped up about the political environment without realizing that, look, it, there is something better. There's a higher calling. If we hold to that and God is saying, hey, here I am, you know, I'm knocking. Are you answering?
Exactly. Okay, Syria. That's what Mad Dog Mattis, Trump pulling out of Syria. We can talk about Syria. You know, that's in the Bible all over the place.
Exactly.
So,
well, we've got about 35 seconds to break, but we're going to spend the entire hour here with Bill Salas, and as we look at these prophecies that have been fulfilled just in 2018 and a short forecast as to what's just around the corner. Of course, Bill is the author of The Now Prophecies, and The Next Prophecies is coming up next, right?
Well, it's already out, and we'll be talking about that book as we go into 2019, the first week or two of January on your show.
Okay, we've got a quick break coming up. That's next. And, we've got Bill Salas, more of Bill after this. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
You better believe it. Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Bill Salas continues. The focus is the prophecy from a biblical worldview, and we're reviewing 2018 and the prophetic revelations that that we saw happening right before our eyes. Bill, let's start off with the U.S. Embassy move to Jerusalem.
Absolutely. You know, several things happened in May that are very prophetically significant. One is dealing with Jerusalem. The other, of course, the same time frame was Iran's nuclear deal. But let's start with the embassy on May 14th, making good on a presidential campaign promise. Trump moved the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem is the subject of many end times Bible prophecies. It's the most most mentioned city in the Bible. And we find out in Zechariah 12, actually, because this is, we don't know where the dust is going to settle on this, but Zechariah 12, 2 tells us that, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness, or some translations, trembling, to all the surrounding peoples when they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem. And he goes on to talk about how that the event in a war, the Israeli Defense Forces will be involved and defeat those surrounding countries. And of course, they're listed in another prophecy in Psalm 83 and elsewhere. But, you know, the Jerusalem, in according to Islam, is the third holiest city in Islam behind Mecca and Medina. This is a really big deal. They want it to be the capital city for a Palestinian state. And so it is. We see that it is a cup of trembling and drunkenness to those Arabs around there. So we'll see what happens. Are we going to see the fulfillment of Zechariah 12? Are we getting crackling on the phone? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. We are getting a little crackling, but that's okay.
Okay.
I can hear you fine. Keep going.
Well, okay. Well, so we're definitely watching for Jerusalem and to see if that will find fulfillment in that prophecy, because ultimately that leads to a war.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be the what happens with Trump moving the embassy over there. We don't know what will happen there. The Arabs at some point are going to continue to lay siege on that area and be concerned about Jerusalem. And when they do, it'll be like a cup of drunkenness to them. Do we want to call back? Try to call me back?
Yeah, we can do that. We'll go ahead and hit the pause button, even though we're live, and we'll try and do it, because it seems like we've got something cooking suddenly there on the other end. And so while Brad reconnects with Bill Salas, we'll pick up on that. You know, the other thing to keep in mind regarding Jerusalem, you know, of all places that God could choose to put his name, he put his name in Jerusalem. I mean, he claimed Jerusalem for himself. This is what is so precious about this city. And it's also why it is such a problem, you know, for Muslims and other antithetical forces, because they know that it speaks of God's sovereignty and his choice over Jerusalem. And, you know, the Arabs and those antithetical forces are doing everything, I say, you know, controlled by Satan to try to invalidate God. But look at all these years. I mean, this has been going on for thousands of years. Bill, what I was saying to the audience while you were gone is that, you know, of all places that we know that God decided to place his name, he placed his name in Jerusalem. And that is, you know, right there tells you so much of why Jerusalem is in the center of all. And, you know, as you and I talked about earlier, I think one of our first meetings, what I realized that where we were with the prophetic clock was that it's if the hour hand is set, and what has been passing, you know, since Jesus came back is minutes and seconds are flying by, and it is a matter of time, and he who controls the seasons and time still has control.
Absolutely. You know, and that crackling's back. I'm so sorry. I don't know what it is. We were fine when your technician called me a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 3:17 tells us that when Jesus returns, Jerusalem will be the throne of God.
Mm-hmm.
All the nations shall be gathered to it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. No more shall they follow the dictates of their evil hearts. So, you know, the fact that the Islamic faith believes Jerusalem's the third holiest city, even though it's not even mentioned in the Quran, their whole one time. It's the point is, this is the apex of the universe, really, as far as things go.
Exactly.
This is going to reign from Jerusalem in the Messianic Kingdom, and that's probably going to happen fairly soon from all the indicators that we see going on.
Well, excellent. Okay, so you're saying that according to Zechariah 12, that with this move, I mean, we had several presidents before Donald Trump saying, yes, we agree, we're going to acknowledge Jerusalem, and move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, acknowledge that that is their seat of authority. But it never, nobody followed up on it because, you know, they've been trying to come up with this two-state solution, which I think is against the word of God.
Well, right. You know, the U.S. Jerusalem Embassy Act came out during the time of Bill Clinton, and it provided funding and approval to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. But there was a six-month waiver that kept getting signed by was Clinton, and then it was Bush, and then it was Obama. And Trump said he was going to move the embassy, and sure enough, he did. One thing he has done is he's kept some of his presidential campaign promises. He's struggling with a wall right now. He can't seem to get the funding for it. But he did back out of the Iran nuclear deal. That was on May 8th. Just about a week later, on May 14th, he did move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And so that has a lot of spiritual implications, Bill, because of it's, you know, it's the holy city to three faiths, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, and it's where Jesus Christ is going to come back and reign from. And so no matter what the Arabs think they're going to try to do here is the Islamic faith, they're not going to prevail.
So what is your read now with the United States backing out of the Iran nuclear deal?
Well, you know, Iran's a subject of two end times Bible prophecies. One is in Ezekiel 38 under the banner of Persia, and they hook up together in that prophecy with a coalition of nine members spearheaded by Russia. There'd be Turkey involved and some of the North African countries, the Muslim-related countries. But there's another one in Jeremiah chapter 49 dealing with ancient Elam, which is where it hugs the Persian Gulf right there. It's where the Bashar nuclear reactor is. It's a nuclear disaster waiting to happen right there. It's built on where three tectonic plates converge. There's a prophecy there in Jeremiah chapter 49 that deals with a disaster. It sounds like it's nuclear. When it happens, the indigenous population flees. They become exiles. They go into different, scatter into the nations of the world. And that's by the Persian Gulf. Now, Iran is threatening. You know, sanctions hit pretty hard on November 4th. And they were threatening in August, and they had threatened this in the past couple of years, that they would shut down the Strait of Hormuz.
Exactly.
Hormuz. And they can do that. And that's where about 35% of the world's seaborne oil goes through, about 20% of the traded oil goes through there. If they get landmines in there and try to shut it down, and there's concerns that's what they're planning on doing, analysts believe it could take months to win that war and clean up that the Strait of Hormuz is 21 miles, nautical miles at this point. So, you know, that would put, you know, we're seeing the stock market get a little hiccup right now. What do you think would happen if that happened?
No doubt.
And Iran is, you know, the rial is down to, you know, to the American dollar, it's 0.000024. I mean, it's less than a penny.
Wow.
They're experiencing inflation really badly over there with their monetary system, monies. So, you know, this is a real problematic situation, and 80% of the population in Iran is under 35 years old. They were born after the takeover of the mullahs in 1979, the Ayatollah. So they're very discontent with what's going on.
Yeah, if you don't have a civil war that takes place there, and this continues to move in the direction that it is heading, then we're realizing another prophetic fulfillment pretty soon and soon again.
I believe so. So we're watching Jerusalem closely in 2019 and Iran.
And the Strait of Hormuz. We'll keep an eye on that. We've got more from Bill Salas as we talk about the prophetic of what we have seen be realized and what is shaping up as we just look in the rearview mirror. We're not going that far back. We're just looking at the past 12 months here. And, of course, what is following is the next prophecies. And those, some of those are being realized as well. And that Bill outlines in his book that maybe we may get a chance to talk about. More from Bill Salas after this.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLive.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats take control of the U.S. House of Representatives today, and one of their first priorities will be an effort to end the government shutdown, which is now in its 13th day, as Congress and President Trump are still deadlocked over a funding bill and the wall that President Trump wants to build on the U.S.-Mexico border. A meeting at the White House yesterday involving congressional leaders provided no breakthroughs. Senate Republican Lindsey Graham says,
if he gives in now, that's the end of 2019 in terms of him being an effective president. That's probably the end of his presidency.
U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman has met with the Michigan man who's jailed in Moscow, accused of spying. It was 48-year-old Paul Whelan's first meeting with any American official since the Russians arrested him Friday when he was attending the wedding of a fellow former U.S. Marine. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain and the mountains.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
That's the way you like us, coming at you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and Bill Salas continues with us. Media personality, prophecy expert, author of many, many best-selling books. Of course, one of my favorite remains, Psalm 83, revealed his two most recent, The Now Prophecies and The Next Prophecies. Bill, we were looking back at Rearview Mirror at 2018. We just finished talking about at least what's going on in Iran. Of course, what's in the news right now, seriously, is Saudi Arabia and the Sunni states.
Absolutely. You know, in Iran, of course, you know, we could spend the whole program on the dangers of that. We'll show you that Saudi Arabia is also very concerned about Iran. Mm-hmm. Got their tentacles, of course, in Syria now, stronger than ever, been sending missiles over through to Hezbollah up north. But Saudi Arabia is very concerned about Iran trying to spread its hegemony throughout the Middle East. Mm-hmm. Iran is in Lebanon. They're in Syria now. They've got strongholds in Iraq and in Yemen to the south of Saudi Arabia. They've got the Houthis terrorist group down there. They're proxies. Mm-hmm. Been sending missiles into Saudi Arabia in 2018. Saudi Arabia wants to build a wall. Speaking about wall,
yeah, well,
fencing between the borders of Yemen and Saudi Arabia because of this issue. And Saudi Arabia is actually got a $110 billion arms deal with Donald Trump, biggest weapons deal in our nation's history. When this Khashoggi, the journalist of the Washington Post, was was killed in Turkey, it created a big rift. You know, ruffle in the feathers for Trump's situation there, you know, trying to find out if, you know, who was involved in that. So we're watching this, but the interesting dynamic of Saudi Arabia, because of their concerns about Iran's nuclear program, just across the Gulf from Saudi Arabia and those other Gulf Cooperative Council countries, is Iran's nuclear program. And that prophecy I was talking about before the break, Jeremiah chapter 49, talks about Iran having enemies, plural, a menu of enemies, not just Israel. And ultimately a disaster happens in this prophecy. And, you know, Saudi Arabia could be involved. So could the U.S. perhaps. So could Israel on an attack. It appears to be an attack. It says there'll be a sword involved. That's a typology for, you know, a military confrontation. So there's an old saying in the Middle East, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And the strangest bedfellows that you can think of would be Israel and Saudi Arabia. They don't have normalized relationships. If you're a Jew, you don't even think about going to Mecca. You'll lose your life. So this is a very interesting dynamic. And all of a sudden, Saudi Arabia has got this huge arms deal with America, which is, you know, it's not in jeopardy per se. Trump wants to hold that on. But that Khashoggi episode was a big deal. And that's
without a doubt.
And, you know, and the other thing, too, is one of the concerns that's happening right now with Iran continuing to pursue its nuclear program is a shift of the balance of power in the Middle East. It's an arms race for nuclear weapons, a nuclear arms race. Some believe Saudi Arabia actually has access to a couple of nuclear bombs from Pakistan. So, you know, that is a big deal. And they're taking $110 billion worth of arms and a couple of nuclear weapons. You know, I know they seem to be Israel's friend now, but I would be very concerned if I'm Israel down the road.
Well, Bill, regarding the United States, with Trump kind of disengaging a bit here, which, you know, you and I touched on, caused some feathers to be ruffled a bit, and General Mattis decided to hand in his resignation. You know, of course, still the number one question domestically is where is America in end time prophecy? It's still a question. And when you start to see that, you know, Trump is backing away and saying, look at this, what's been going on, as you've written about. I mean, this is ancient years of hatred that has been well conditioned between the Sunni and Shia and, you know, the Mideast, all these thousands of years that have been going on. And they just keep wanting to fuss and fight and kill each other. And so it's like, okay, you know, maybe this is all part of it and why we see so little, if nothing at all, about the, you know, United States being involved in end time prophecy, is that maybe Trump is the one to take America out of the area to finally let these guys fight it out.
Let them duke it out. Huh? Well, you know, you make a very good point. We'll talk about America in the show. But, you know, there's an ancient hatred that goes back from time immemorial of the Arabs towards the Jews. And that's played itself out throughout time. It's played itself out since in modern history with the wars of the Arab wars with Israel, even in 1948 when they rebirthed as a nation. But, you know, a lot of people don't think about the fact that the Arabs have been killing each other. More Arabs have killed Arabs than they have Jews throughout time. And you've got the Persians also. They're not really Arabs. That's in Iran. And in the mix of a lot of those Arabs and the Persians, you have the central faith is Islam with two split factions, Sunnis and Shiites.
Right.
And so, you know, they're killing each other too. Iran and Iraq were in a war, Sunnis versus Shia, for you know, 8 years, 1980, 1988. So, you know, you make a really good point. It's a very unsettled area over there. Syria has become just a civil war ground with, you know, the different dogs in each fight over there. And now Russia's got a strong foothold in there. But America, you know, pulling out, you know, you got a couple interesting developments this year. All the Hamas episodes with the protests going on and the missiles firing into Israel. Avigdor Lieberman, who was the defense minister of Israel, he stepped down. He was concerned. This is what supposedly, reportedly, he was concerned that Netanyahu was not tough enough on Hamas. Now you've got Trump pulling out of Syria, a couple thousand troops we had, and there was pulling out of withdrawal, just announced this on the 19th of December. And Mattis steps down. And so they're suggesting maybe there's a connection there, that Trump was too soft on, you know, in that situation. And so, you know, what are these dynamics? Where are they going to lead? But we have Netanyahu, who's now making himself the defense minister of Israel. Mm-hmm. Prime minister also now going to be a defense minister. We don't know who Trump's going to put in there behind Mattis, but we got to watch all these things. But the Middle East is about to explode, Bill, and the ancient predictions are about to roll off their parchments and pound down on the pavement. I've been watching this stuff closely. I've been shocked they haven't found fulfillment yet. Isaiah 17 talks about the city of Damascus being destroyed.
It should be no more. It's I mean, you look at it now, you see the pictures, and you go, it's pretty much rubbled right now. It's barely existing, and, you know, who does Assad have left to lead?
Well, Assad got his early Christmas present from Donald Trump,
yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. And now, you know, there's a concern that Iran is going to just jump right into the vacuum that's left behind now with the troops falling out and Russia's in there. Israel's somewhat concerned. I mean, they're borderline panicking about what are we going to do now. And so, you know, we'll have to see how that all lays out. But
how about a little bit of a dogfight between Russia and Iran over Syria?
Well, you know, the thing is, Russia's involved in an end times prophecy in Ezekiel 38 with Iran,
mm-hmm.
and their national relationships have never been stronger. Mm-hmm. And Russia has nuclear contracts. I think they're supposed to build several more, maybe 8 more facilities in Iran, nuclear facilities. So, you know, when the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action plan was made with Iran and the P5+1, which included Russia, when that was done, Russia jumped right on in and started making contracts with Iran. They finally sent them that S-300 missile defense system, mm-hmm. state-of-the-art missile defense system. So I don't see Russia and Iran doing anything but becoming better buddies.
Okay.
And now we got Turkey getting in relationship with Russia as well. Strange bedfellows there. But Turkey's also involved in this Ezekiel 38 prophecy. So when we watch all these things, stage setting, you know, you had on September 7th of 2018 a meeting in Tehran between Prime Minister Erdogan of Turkey, President Putin of Russia, President Rouhani of Iran. They met together, and they don't really realize they're involved in a biblical prophecy.
Right.
These are three of the top players in this prophecy, and they met to talk about the normalization of Syria in the future. You know, Turkey's concerned about the Kurds over there, and so you still got these interesting dynamics, but you see these leaders coming together. The weapons are formed, the technologies are developed, the relationships are coming together. I mean, there's nothing I'm seeing in the Middle East right now that isn't telling me a biblical prophecy or two are about to find fulfillment, and that could even happen in 2019.
Exactly. Well, our conversation with Bill Salas, author of The Now Prophecies and The Next Prophecies, and Psalm 83, more from the prophetic expert when we come back. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Money. Money. Money.
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you.
Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645.
NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Have yourself.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Bill Salas continues, prophecy expert. Bill, in light of, President Trump's announcement that we're bringing troops home from Afghanistan, we're getting them out of the Syria conflict, and people are concerned. What we hear is that we're abandoning our allies here, and particularly the Kurds. Although General Tata came out and said, "Look, we're moving our troops home, but it's not like we're not it's not like we're totally vacating the area. If something happens and we need to come back, though, because we heard before, well, ISIS was on the run and they're all but gone. And what happened previously with the Barack Obama administration, they were allowed to reorganize and further mastitize.
Absolutely. The Kurds are probably going to. Probably as vulnerable as anybody right now over there with respect to our pullout. There's roughly about 25 to 35 million Kurds inhabiting the mountainous region straddling, Turkey, Iraq, Syria, Iran, Armenia. They actually make up the fourth largest ethnic group in the Middle East. And with us pulling out, their greatest ally with U.S. pulling out, they're very concerned because there's a lot of rhetoric from Erdogan has been coming out. Here's just a couple of quick headlines here that have come out recently. Turkish president, that's Erdogan, renews threats to launch offensive against the Kurds. Huge populations of millions of Kurds in Turkey and the neighboring areas over there in Syria.
Do you think Trump made a deal with Erdogan in that conversation last week
saying that, you better tamp down this deal. I mean, we'll get out of there, but you better leave the Kurds alone.
Well, I'm not hearing anything about that. That may be what happened, but, Erdogan, it says, here's another one, Erdogan more concerned about the Kurds than the Islamic State. Mm-hmm. That's the real threat to him on the borders there. That's what's interesting. That's what's really kind of drawn them in, for the most part, into the Syrian revolution, trying mm-hmm. to protect their borders from the Kurds.
Right.
Poor Kurds have been trying to have a Kurdistan, but the whole focus has been on the Palestinian state, the other refugees in the neighborhood.
But they've helped the United States out a lot. I mean, without the Kurds, we'd have been worse off in that situation, right? I mean, you talk about a loyal ally and a fighting force. I mean, they're rather fierce. I mean, everybody that I speak with that knows about this at the ground level, they have nothing but praise for the Kurds. So I could only hope and pray that Donald Trump has not abandoned the Kurds and that we don't find ourselves Vietnam Part 2.
Well, this is it. The two best allies, Israel and then the Kurds, we'll put Kurds up there in the top two. Mm-hmm. They're watching this closely. This is a big move for Trump to pull out. And what's going to happen? Well, Turkey's liable to start getting more aggressive against the Kurds. Iran's liable to get more of a foothold into Syria, as well Russia.
Right, exactly.
And Russia gave Syria, delivered their S-300 missile defense system in October of this year. So now, because Israel has sent, hundreds of strikes, over 200 since 2017, into Syria, trying
exactly.
to prevent Iran from getting weapons across the border into Hezbollah. And now, of course, Israel's got a whole new dynamic because they've seen that Hezbollah on the northern border from Lebanon has been, for a period of years, spending a lot of money building tunnels underground, like those Hamas tunnels were mm-hmm. By the Gaza.
Right.
So, Israel's now concerned about, Hezbollah. They've got about 150,000 missiles pointed at Israel. Some of them are precision-guided missiles. And Hezbollah, in my Psalm 83 book and in my Now Prophecies book, I mentioned they're actually probably in biblical prophecy in Psalm 83 called the inhabitants of Tyre. And that's interesting because of what's going on with Israel and these tunnels that they're doing right now, trying to destroy them from the Israeli side, these Hezbollah tunnels. Many of the Hezbollah have been redeployed into Tyre, the ancient city of Tyre, alive and well in Lebanon today. So just a lot of things going on, Bill. I'm going to be shocked if something in 2019 doesn't result into an epic kind of war, maybe an epic battle, maybe a prophetic battle.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, we talk about distraction of the United States. Everything that's boiling, I mean, we got to keep an eye on what's happening in the Middle East as far as biblical prophecy. People may say, well, what's going on with China? China with all the problems they're creating there in the Pacific and militarizing islands out there, Russia in the Antarctic, Korea, and thank God right now Korea is silent. But it's not going to take much for the United States to be distracted and really, potentially could be in a lot of trouble very quickly. And even though, thank God we got some military budget here. Almost $1 trillion was authorized by Congress. And so this is a help, but we have got to move fast because we're like behind the curve here just a bit.
Well, we are. Trump is boasting about building the strongest military of all the countries, and he's got a great concern about Russia and China. Russia is stepping up their nuclear rhetoric.
Yeah, they've got that new missile, right, that nobody can stop, they said?
That's right, and they've done some recent testing on that. So, I understand Trump's concerns, and he's come out and said, I'm pulling out of Syria. We don't want to be the policeman anymore. Let these other people fight their own battles. I understand. And but at the same token, he's got the vulnerability with Israel and the Kurds now. But, he's also got to be dealing with issues with respect to, keeping the economy going. The economy's still doing well, but the stock market's starting to get volatile, housing with the interest rates going up. There's a lot of things that he's got to put his focus on, and also he's got to be concerned about more international powers with the military. So I kind of understand where he's going with all this stuff. I'm anxious to see who's going to be the new defense minister as we go into 2000, Secretary of Defense, to go into 2019.
Well, Bill, you talk about things that have his attention. I mean, we talk about the wall, will it, won't it. Right now they're fighting this out, and, you know, whether or not we close the government over the border wall, and which really what it all comes down to is national security. And you point out that, you know, people are focused on, you know, these Central American migrants, but what they are overlooking quite conveniently, which surprises me, because the mainstream media has kind of, you know, they touch on it, they kind of report on it, and about as fast as it comes in, they let it go. And that has to do with Middle Easterners, you know, coming through the walls here and through these weak points in our border. I mean, it's being reported that we've got terrorists, you know, just, you know, walking into America, you know, unstopped virtually.
Well, yeah, basically, there's a pretty good understanding that Hezbollah, with oil money from Iran, made deals with the cartel over the last decade or even longer to set up camps, training camps and stuff through South America and up in Central America. And they've been making their way through our borders. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Homeland Secretary, Security Secretary Christian Nielsen in June said, on average, my department now blocks 10 known or suspected terrorists a day from traveling to or attempt to enter the United States. Now, of course, the liberals would disagree with that number, and they don't think it's that many. But, you know, that's the, and Trump keeps talking about, that's what he's tallying with this wall. It's not just, you know, hardworking Mexicans who want to come over here and work. It's the terrorism, the terrorists that can come over here. And then the liberals will argue, well, we haven't had a terrorist attack from, you know, any evidences of that, and that sort of thing. But, you know, the wall is going to be big deal. That's one of his campaign promises, but he's having a hard time getting the funding on that. Mm-hmm. Again, he just had to recently back down on that so they can keep Congress alive and well into the new year.
Well, you mentioned Saudi Arabia, you know, following the lead of what Benjamin Netanyahu has demonstrated to the world, is that walls do work. I mean, he told the president 99.5%. I mean, the argument here domestically is that walls don't work. I mean, the silly analogy of, well, if you build a 12-foot wall, all it takes is a 14-foot ladder to get over it. Well, like anything, what you're trying to do is dissuade. You're not trying to, you know, leave an open welcome mat to allow people to come in. I mean, this year, according to the secretary, we've had something like 60,000 illegal immigrants come into this country. 60,000, Bill. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot to create problems. I mean, here's people breaking the law coming in, and what are the chances that they're going to honor the law on the other side of the border?
Well, absolutely. And walls do work. They work throughout time. They prevent infiltration into your land. You know, they've got a proven factor. The Middle East is the most fenced and fortified region in the world, and within the Middle East, Israel is the most fenced and fortified country. They've got walls on every side of their land-bearing borders, even on Jordan. Mm-hmm. Now they've got some to keep you know, the ISIS, the Syrian refugees and things out, et cetera. So, you know, walls work, and we'll see how Trump will prevail in the new year, but, you know, he's definitely having a hard time with that.
Well, Luis Gutierrez cracked me up because he made one of the silliest statements I ever heard. This is what we love about the Democrats sometimes. They get so ideologically fixed, they come up with some really weird scenarios suggesting that if Trump would have been around during the time of baby Jesus, that Jesus wouldn't have been able to get to Egypt because he would have set up a wall.
That's a pretty big wall. But, yeah.
You gotta love these characters. I mean, you just can't take them too seriously. If you do, you're going to, you know, give yourself brain damage, you know. Well, Bill Salas, as always, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Look forward to next year as we, you know, delve further into the prophetic. You got it, sir.
Absolutely, Bill.
Thank you.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Friday heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with